Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Open forum this hour. Jimmy Akin, our guest. Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of The Bible is a Catholic Book, among many other things, and also the proprietor of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World, which we'll drop with a new episode tomorrow. Just out of curiosity, what's tomorrow's episode?
The Case of the Missing Universe.
Oh, that's right. I remember you told me that was coming. Yeah. Yeah. So
should be fun. We have a little.
I don't have it.
We have a little.
By the way,
we have a little sketch that we do at the beginning of it, too. So it's something to mix it up a little bit.
All right. Very good. Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. You can just find that by searching Jimmy Akin's. You're not going to go to the wrong Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. There's only one.
Only one.
Our number here, just if you have a question for Jimmy, whether whether you're Catholic or not, anyone's welcome to call. We love your call, as a matter of fact. Even if you're feeling a little bit like you don't like something about what Catholics teach and you want to get a little bit of clarification on that, or you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. I will say I'm only going to give that number out a couple more times, and then we will not give that number out for the rest of the hour because we have to give out our fundraising number. This is our last hour of fundraising. So mixed in with taking calls this hour, we're going to do a bit of fundraising. Well, I say we're going to do a bit of fundraising, but that's up to you. You got to pick up the phone and call because we can't raise any funds if you don't do that. So we'll be trying to do some fundraising this hour. So let me give that number a couple more times. If you have a question about the sacraments, if you have a question about the Bible, the Pope, if you have a question, a moral question, a philosophical question, a generally religious question, whether you're Catholic or not, you're welcome to call. Jimmy Akin is happy to take your call. That number, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. And once again, I'll just make that invitation. Non-Catholic, very welcome. You want to know something about us? You want to challenge something about us? 888-318-7884. And now I'll let you know, we as Jimmy already announced, we met our match for the last hour. We've got 6 hours of fundraising. For the first five, it was close on a couple. Last hour was not close, and that was a delightful treat. Thank you so much for that. Last hour,
by not close, it means we were somewhat relieved. And
well, we had a few minutes to spare.
Not like we blew past it.
No, we had a few minutes to spare. It wasn't at the last second that we made it. But this is our sixth hour. If we can make our match this hour, we'll call that a reason to be very, very grateful. Already, we're full of gratitude. $15,000 this hour.
$15,000, and we already got a little bit of a head start on that at the end of the previous hour, but we still need to hear from you because this is it. We're in the home stretch now. We have less than an hour to meet that $15,000 matching challenge. Every dollar that you donate will be matched by the generosity of some donors who've made this $15,000 match possible. We do need to hear from you. I can see virtually every line is open right now. We have numerous Catholic Answer staffers who've put aside their work. They're sitting by their desks waiting to take your call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We do need to make that $15,000 match this hour, so please give us a call. You can also contribute towards that match by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you go there right now during this hour, your donation will count towards that match for us. But if you're not listening live, you can still go through Sunday night. It will still be part of this drive 24/7, so no matter where you are in the world, no matter when you're listening, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and contribute to our overall drive, which has a goal of $200,000 to help us keep going and to help the work of Catholic Answers. We're not close to meeting that, so we really do need to hear from you, even if it's after we're no longer talking about it off the air. But we have now less than an hour to fundraise for this quarter, so we do need to hear from you. Please give us a call, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. That number, as Jimmy said, you can go online. What do you call that when it's you can use your computer or it'll switch over on your phone?
It's a mobile compliant.
Mobile
website.
Compliant.
So it's designed to work with your phone or your iPad or your tablet or your desktop, whatever device you're using. The website is designed to work with it, and we have security people who rigorously test it and make sure it's safe and secure for you, so you don't have to worry about that. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Let us go to the question lines now. Let's start with Abraham in Buffalo, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Abraham, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, Jimmy. Si.
Hi, Abraham.
I'd just like to say thank you for doing this show. I've been listening for years. My mom actually started me off when we were driving around in the car. But
Oh, cool.
Helped me out. But my question was, unfortunately, at work, I can't get the Catholic radio, so I end up listening to some Protestant Christian radio stations. And one of the shows there was actually Dr. Dobson's show. Mm-hmm. He was talking to a woman who had started what she called snowflake adoption, where mm-hmm. she adopted frozen embryos who were the result of in vitro fertilization but hadn't ended up being implanted in the mother.
Right.
And the mother had no plans to implant. And I was just wondering what the Catholic perspective on that would be, because I know the objection to in vitro isn't just that embryos could be lost in transfer, but also that it separates the creation from the marital act. So I was wondering how that adoption would kind of work with
right.
a Catholic couple.
So there is a diversity of opinion on this, and you'll have different Catholic experts who come down on different sides of this issue. What some experts say is that you shouldn't have snowflake baby adoptions because it in their minds dissociates the not the creation of the child, because the child's already been created.
Yes,
the child
right.
was wrongly created in a petri dish. But now that you have the child, they view putting it in a woman's womb as somehow some kind of sexual violation, or either that or a violation of the rights of the child to be raised by its own mother. And they say you shouldn't do it. Also, they're concerned that if you have snowflake adoptions, it will encourage more people. It'll kind of take some of the pressure to off the idea of getting rid of in vitro.
Oh, I see. Because yeah. they'd be like, oh, there's a little...
Because then people will think, oh, well, I can just have them, and then someone might adopt them.
Yeah.
So then there are other experts, and personally, this is where I come down, who don't agree with that, who would say the child's already been created. What a womb is the prenatal equivalent of a breast. It's an organ that is designed to care for the child. And just like you can, after birth, have a child have a wet nurse who's different than its mom, if it's necessary to save the child's life because the mother can't or won't feed it, the same thing would be true to save the child's life before birth. You could go ahead and implant in order to save the child's life if the mother can't or won't carry the child herself. It's better to have the child survive than to have the child end up dying either in a freezer from neglect or from being thawed out and neglected. So that's my opinion, but different people have different opinions on this, and it's not presently a settled issue.
Thank you very much for the question. I will say that's one of the nice things I find about in my fourth year now here at Catholic Answers is there are some things that the church has not given us a final answer on, and we'll explore those using the principles that the church has, try to do so in a mature way and in a way that respects all of the principles, as I said, of the church and also the principles of the natural law. But I find that to be one of the most exciting things about Catholic Answers Live. I think it's one of the most intellectually kind of honest and challenging programs that you can find anywhere. And we are coming to you to ask you to support that kind of programming. 888-291-8000 is the number. We've got a $15,000 match, and we've got almost every line open. $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match, 888-291-8000. And now we welcome into the studio our president, Chris Check. Hi, Chris.
Gentlemen, you're doing a great job. Thank you very much. I just want to say thank you to everyone who's donated so far. We're in the final stretch, last hour, less than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We come to you, as Si has said, four times a year, because we give the show away for free to anyone who'll take it. Your station that you're listening to it on does not pay to get the show. However, they do let us fundraise, and we're very grateful to them for letting us fundraise. Otherwise, this show would not be on the air. So the show depends on you and your generosity. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. We depend on your generosity to keep the show on the air. One of the reasons the show is as good as it is and as engaging as it is, as you're saying, Cy, intellectually engaging, is because we have a first-rate team here. And we have a lot of talent here at Catholic Answers. And that costs money to produce every single day. And a lot of technical talent in Marie and Nick Chamberlain and Darren DeLosier and all the ladies in customer service and everywhere around the building, there's a great deal of talent. So I just want to say, first of all, I got a gift for $1,000 from a gentleman in Nebraska, and he wanted me to say thank you to Jimmy Akin.
Oh, wow.
So,
wonderful.
So that's the first order of
thank
business
you.
I have.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And then I also, I've got two more things. And then I want to say thank you to the folks who put up the challenge for these 2 hours.
Holy smokes, yes.
I'm going to tell you, so I will eliminate the length of the story, but as you know, Cy, because I saw you after Mass this morning, I was in a scramble this morning because of...
We didn't have all of the matching challenges arranged for today.
This is absolutely correct. And so it was. So I was in a scramble this morning, and I reached out to some close friends of the apostolate, and within seconds, literally, I got responses. And do you know what they said to me?
What's
they
that?
Said, thank you for asking me.
What a beautiful
thing. I'm not
to
kidding.
Say.
I'm that like, is magnificent. And we were talking about yesterday with Tim, we're talking about joyful giver. These are joyful givers. Thank you for asking me.
Yeah.
You guys are doing the real work. We're glad to pay our part, play our part.
Yeah.
So that really fires my heart, folks. Please, these people have put up considerable sums for, and they're matching. We don't get the match until we meet it. So please don't let us leave that money on the table. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to catholicanswersradio.com. It is secure. It's a secure way to give, catholicanswersradio.com. I got one more thing. I was on the phone just now, and I'll let you guys get back to work. I was on the phone just now. There are a lot of non-Catholics who listen to this show.
Oh, yeah.
And who support us.
I know.
I love it.
So gratifying.
I had a phone call from a fellow who's been listening for quite some time, and he's an Anglican. He described himself as an Anglican. And we ended up having a long talk, and he had some knowledge of the ordinary, the chair of St. Peter, but not that much. So I was able to give him some of that history and now put him in touch with the ordinariate in Houston. And he says, well, and also what would be some books that you would recommend for an Anglican looking to come into the Catholic Church? So I recommended Cardinal Newman. I said, Apologia Pro Vita Sua. And I said, there's even some more recent stuff, some Frank Sheed, for example. And anyway, so now we're talking on email. But folks, this is what Catholic Answers does every day. And most of the people that we're bringing to the Catholic Church, we're going to meet on the other side of the veil. Please God. Right. And how do we put a price on that? We can't. But your $100 means or your $25 a month or whatever it is means that we're going to bring souls into the Catholic Church. We do it. We're doing it here. We're doing it because the Holy Spirit is using us to do it. So 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Darren always says I say the number too fast.
He says that to all of us, except for
he
Jimmy.
He doesn't say it to me.
No, well, Jimmy's...
I slow it down.
He does. He's got that kind of Southern, slow, methodical... Those are all good things, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Most
people haven't called me slow, but thank you.
But deliberate.
Well,
in context.
He doesn't mean that kind of
Jimmy
slow.
Jimmy Akin, he's a slow boy.
I have to say, the fact that you are in there answering phones, John Sorensen's in there answering phones,
our
operating officer,
Phil, our chief financial
guy, who should be, for the kind of skills he has driving around in a Mercedes and, you know, taking meetings or I don't know what the financial people do.
No, he drives a little Mazda hatchback or something.
You know, all in there answering the phones. That's what we do here at Catholic Answers. It's so inspiring. It's very inspiring. People call and tell you, hey, thanks for having Jimmy Akin on the air, you know, that kind of thing. So,
well, my friends, we couldn't do it without your generosity. So please help us meet this match. Support this show for 3 more months, 888-291-8000. And one more appeal, Cy. Please, please, please think about being a monthly pledger. Say you're going to give me $100, divide it by 10 and add 2. $120, 10 bucks a month. You won't even know it's gone, but it means so much to us.
Or even better than that, $18 a month, and we'll send you 2 books.
Amen. Everybody can do $18 a month. Well, most people can. Well, many people can.
Many people can.
They can do $18 a month. Some countries, they don't even use bucks.
That's
Cy, what are the books that we have to offer people as thank yous if they are able to do $18 a month?
Consecration to St. Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father from the wonderful Father Donald Calloway. If you're able to call 888-291-8000 and make your $18 a month pledge. But that's not all. We'll also send you the brand new and much talked about book from Pope Benedict and Cardinal Sarah, Pope Emeritus Benedict and Cardinal Sarah. That's called From the Depths of Our Hearts. Again, 888-291-8000. Those recurring gifts mean so much to us. 888-291-8000.
Now, we mentioned this in the previous hour. This book, you know, one of the things that, and I mentioned this yesterday in particular, one of the things I'd really hoped about Pope Benedict when he resigned is that he would continue to write, because he is such a gifted and profound teacher of God's Word. And so anytime anything comes out from him, I read it. And I'm very much looking forward to what he has to say. And the fact that he and Cardinal Sarah have titled this book, From the Depths of Our Hearts, that tells you this is a very important message from them. So take this as an opportunity to go ahead and get that book and the Consecration to St. Joseph. They're yours as a thank you when you donate $18 or more a month, maybe rounded up to $20 a month.
Amen.
Many have. Yeah.
And just call 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But the number to call that we have people standing by right now, and we have open lines, we have Catholic Answers employees sitting by their desk just to take your call, the number is 888-291-8000. Now, Chris, you were going to say something.
Cy, one more invitation. Gentlemen, if there's someone listening who's ready to make that four-figure or five-figure gift, and you have questions about the apostolate, you want to know how efficiently we are run, you want to know something about our accounting and all those good things, Catholic Answers is an efficient and hardworking organization. Tell whomever you get on the phone, say, I want Chris Check to give me a call, and I'll be very happy to call and tell you about our strategic plan, our finances, any question you have to set you at ease about making a large gift to Catholic Answers.
Now, Chris, one of the things we mentioned in the previous hour is the fact that if you're able to donate $1,000 or more, we have a special giving society for you called the President's Club.
Correct.
You're the president, so
it's
in
true.
A moment, I'm going to ask you to describe what that is. But also, we have a second giving society if you're able to donate $5,000 or more, either at once or over the course of a year, called the Founders Circle. What can you tell us about these two giving societies and what people will receive if they're able to join them?
I can tell you that membership in both President's Club and Founders Circle means that you receive, if you wish, a copy of any publication or DVD or CD or booklet or anything that Catholic Answers produces throughout the course of the year. It's yours for free as a thank you to us.
Just tell us what you want.
That's right.
You got to tell us.
Yeah, you do. Because we don't send it to you if we don't want to send you something
We don't want to spam you.
Yeah. Right, exactly. It includes our magazine. You receive our magazine, Catholic Answers magazine. If you're able to join the Founders Circle, it includes two free passes to our annual Founders Circle weekend, which is going to be in 2 weeks here in Dana Point.
Right. Now, what does that involve?
That is a long weekend, starts on a Thursday night, of basically strategic planning with the senior leadership of Catholic Answers. And I have to tell you, Jimmy, and you've been to these, in addition to strategic planning, there's also hands-on apologetics training with the apologists. And it's a small group. We typically get 50, 60 people come to this thing.
But it's our way of involving people who are able to participate at that level in the work of the ministry and planning, so they understand what's happening and they give us ideas and so forth.
I got to give out the number, 888-291-8000. We have a $15,000 dollar match on right now. 888-291-8000. If you're able to give that $5,000 or $1,000 gift that Jimmy and Chris are discussing, that will be matched as well. 888-291-8000.
Just say you want to talk to Chris Check. I'll give you a call and we can talk about the details of it. But for now, folks, whatever you can do, 888-291-8000. And please keep us in your prayers.
Let us go back to the question lines. We've got Jerry in Vancouver, Canada. Jerry, thank you so much for your call. Your question for Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy and Cy. I actually thought it was that you have a book, that you're giving out a book about St. Joseph, because that's what I'm going to be asking about. I want to ask about the life of St. Joseph.
Okay.
A lot of what I learned was from Dr. Mark Merrillville, as well as reading the Virgin Life of Mary, along with what you teach. And I know there are no mandatory teachings of the Church over the matter of private revelations. Mm-hmm. And I know I've heard from both of you and Trent that Joseph as a widower has more evidence due to early church documents, like the Gospel of James.
Earlier evidence.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But I was wondering whether the various revelations given to the mystics, like Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich and Venerable Mary of Agreda, as well as the Joseph's appearance at Fatima, would give credibility to Joseph as a virgin rather than widower, as well as being assumed into heaven, like bodily assumed. That's what I've heard from some circles.
Okay, so in terms of St. Joseph appearing at Fatima, St. Joseph didn't show up and say, "Hi, I was a virgin," as far as I'm aware. So I'm not sure
would have
how
an
that
odd
would...
thing to say to three little children.
Yeah, so I don't know how that would support either position, either the idea that St. Joseph was a virgin or that he was a widower. In terms of private revelations in general, I just wrote an article for Catholic Answers magazine that's going to be coming out in the next issue that is going to press right now, if I recall correctly, on private revelations. And one of the things I did in this was I went back to the classic treatise that was written by Pope Benedict XIV. Actually, shortly before he was a pope, when he was still a cardinal, he was in charge of what's now the Congregation for the Causes of Saints. And he wrote the classic treatise on canonization and beatification. And in the course of that, he discusses many supernatural gifts, including private revelations, and what bearing they have on the canonization process. And I have found what he wrote on this subject fascinating, and I quote him in this article. But one of the points that he makes, and this is in current church documents, it gets alluded to, but he really dwells on it at some length. One cannot rely on private revelations for matters of historical detail, because it's apart from the purpose that God is giving the private revelation for. God is giving us these private revelations to help us grow closer to God, not to answer questions about historical matters and what we may be curious about. And so he gives an example of some of the mystics will see Jesus crucified with three nails, and other mystics will see Jesus crucified with four nails. And he makes the point that you really can't count on these revelations, this kind of detail, as which one is historically true. Was it three or four nails? And pit one revelation against another. Because that's not why God is giving the revelation. God is not giving the revelation to tell us how many nails Jesus was crucified with. That's a detail that's supplied by the consciousness of the seer. The reason Jesus is showing the mystic Jesus on the cross is so the mystic will have a sense of what Jesus did for us, and that'll help the mystic and maybe other people grow closer to Jesus. But the purpose is not to answer this historical question. And in the same way, he talks about other visions that people will have of other saints, where their own consciousness will fill in some of these historical details, but that's not why the vision is being given, and so that's not something that can be counted on to be historically reliable. So I'm sure there are, and I know there are, various mystics who have commented on the virgin or widower issue, but based on my understanding of what Pope Benedict XIV has to say, I would look to the core message of those visions about devotion to St. Joseph and how he can lead us closer to God, but I wouldn't look to those as rock solid reliable for historical details about his life.
Thank you, Jerry. Jimmy, while you were talking with Jerry, Chris Check left here saying if you want to talk to me about larger donation, some match money, that you could call him. And he comes back in 5 minutes later and says, we just got $5,000 more of a match. So we are adding $5,000 to our match this hour. That's exciting news. Let's use it all up. 888 888- 291-8000. I have no idea who the person is who made that additional $5,000 pledge to us, but the deal is the same. If we can match it, we can have it. 888-291-8000. If you want, again, we've got those gifts for you. If you're able to make a recurring pledge, if you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more, we're going to send you Consecration to St. Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father from Father Donald Calloway, and From the Depths of Our Hearts from Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI and Cardinal Sarah. That $18 a month pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. There's a special bonus. Even if we use up the $15,000 we had this hour, we've got $5,000 more. We now have $20,000 in match for this hour. It's very exciting to talk about something like that. Chris leaves and comes back, and there it is, $5,000 more. So thank you very much to that donor. Hey, if you can do a $45 a month or more pledge, we'll give you those two books, but we'll also add the Lectio series, the series on salvation, 5 DVD set, 888-291-8000.
Now is the perfect time to call. We're going into the break. We've got lines open for you, 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
This is Dr. David Anders. Is God an angry God?
We answer questions like these every day on Call to Communion, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Oh, yeah. Nick. A little bit of groovy music on a Thursday. Matching the mood around here. Extra $5,000 gift. All we got to do is match it before the top of the hour.
So that means we have less than 30 minutes to raise $8,451, according to the most recent figure here. So we need to hear from folks, including people who were able to make larger donations, if we're going to be able to make that full match, because it was $15,000, but now it's gone up to $20,000 that we need to make. So we've still got more than $8,000 left. I can see we have lines open, and the number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We have people who have been donating. One person who's been donating is Sean, And he came into the church. I have a note here. It says he came into the church 4 years ago on Easter. He didn't realize how awesome it is to be Catholic until listening to us. And today he was buying a $30 pizza and realized he wasn't donating to us. So he called in.
That is great.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Sean, and to everyone else who's calling in or been calling in. You can also go, although there are open lines right now, but you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And you can go there even after the show if you're one of our podcast listeners. And as long as you donate before Sunday night, California time, from anywhere in the world, if you are able to donate $18 or more a month, you'll get the Consecration to St. Joseph book and the book by former Pope Benedict and Cardinal Sarah, From the Depths of Our Hearts. And if you're able to donate $45 or more a month, or a one-time donation of $500, you'll get both of those books. And you'll get the multi-DVD set by Michael Barber, Lexio Salvation, as well as the extensive study guide that comes with that. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000, about half the lines open. Those are Catholic Answers employees willing and ready to take your call, 888-291-8000. Thousands of dollars left in that match. I think Jimmy just said more than $8,000 left in that match. So let's use that up. Only 28 minutes left in this hour. 888-291-8000 or go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers has helped me gain a deeper, more solid understanding of my Catholic faith. It's given me more confidence to share our Catholic beliefs with both Catholics and non-Catholics alike, and it really helps set my faith afire. I don't know where I would be today in my faith journey without Catholic Answers, and I recommend it to all those I know that are looking to deepen their faith.
Thank you so much for that testimony, Abby, and thank you to everyone who shares with us each day what the program means to you, wherever you are around the world. So many kindnesses shared with us. We want to share those with you because you're thinking about supporting Catholic Answers. It actually changes lives. It makes a difference. And I do not say that with any sense of how wonderful we are or how great we are. We're all right. We can do our job. There's some people here who are very, very talented and well-prepared and can do their job very, very well. But really, the truth is Jesus saves, and sharing about him is the thing that makes the difference in people's lives, sharing about his church and how his church offers all of these wonderful opportunities to come closer to him and to walk closely with him through this life and all the way home to the house of the Father. That's all we want to do here. That's what we're trying to do. And we've got a great big giant match this hour. If you can help us use up all of that match, 888-291-8000 is the number. If you are able to pledge $1, it's going to be $2. If you can pledge $5, it's going to be $10. Maybe you're one of those people who can do $100 or $500. All doubled up to now $8,000 left.
And I'm concerned we might not make it because, you know, it's a bigger challenge now than it was at the beginning of the hour, and we only have less than half an hour to raise the extra $5,000. So we very much appreciate the generosity of the donor who made that challenge, and we need other donors to be generous if we're going to be able to make it. So give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
All right, let's go back and answer some questions, however. Kevin in Lafayette, Louisiana, listening on 90.5 FM. You are up next with Jimmy Akin. Kevin, your question, please.
Yes, Jimmy, I recently read The Bible is a Catholic Book. Great mm-hmm. job. Loved it. And thank you so much for doing an audio book because it made it possible for me to access it.
Awesome. Thank you.
And I have a lot of follow-up questions about the scriptures. Well, but today, can you give me the Reader's Digest version of the Church's teaching on the inerrancy of Scripture and what we mean by that, and maybe point me in some direction for further reading about that?
Sure. So it's a complex topic. Basically, the Scriptures do not contain error because the sacred authors were guided by God in such a way that, according to the Second Vatican Council, and this is the reference I'll give you for further reading. I'll give you two, actually. But the first one is the Second Vatican Council document Dei Verbum. It's the dogmatic constitution on the Word of God. And you want to look like in sections 10 and 11 of Dei Verbum. And what it says is that the Holy Spirit used the sacred authors, inspired the sacred authors in such a way that even though they were true authors, everything asserted by the biblical authors is also asserted by the Holy Spirit. And consequently, it's free from all error, because whatever the Holy Spirit asserts is guaranteed to be true. The Holy Spirit doesn't make false assertions. And that means, to my mind, there are other people who have other takes on this, but to my mind, that means what we need to do is try to figure out what is the biblical author asserting. What is the biblical author saying? This is really for sure true. That's also what the Holy Spirit is asserting and what is guaranteed to be true. Now, in part of that process, we have to be aware that we need to be rather careful in what we infer the biblical author to be asserting, because there are some potential ways we could get off track and misunderstand what's being asserted. One way is by failing to recognize the amount of symbolism in Scripture. The ancient Israelites used a lot of symbolism. They used a lot of figures of speech. And so we shouldn't assume that we should take everything literally. That is, I mean, we use literary expressions all the time, don't we, Cy Kellett?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
Like
notice
hyperbole.
I just used one right now. I said all the time, but it's not literally all
what?
The time.
What? That is a hyperbole.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's...
Snuck that in on me.
I did. So that's how easy it is for us to just use literary expressions like all the time in a non-literal way. We do it all the time. Well, they did it all the time too. But because their language is different than us, different than ours, theirs are different. And that could mean it's harder for us to identify when they're using a figure of speech versus when they're being literal. Also, in the ancient world, they had different standards of precision. You know, it's like when you watch Star Trek and Mr. Spock or Mr. Data is saying, "We will be arriving in 47.25 minutes, Captain." Well, okay, you could have just said 48 minutes. You know,
yeah.
That would be what the captain would probably expect. You don't need the extra precision.
Right.
Well, in Scripture, they had a different standard of precision than we do. So they would, for example, use stock numbers like 1,000. You shouldn't necessarily take the 1,000 literally, or 40. That's another stock number. Shouldn't necessarily take a 40 literally, because it was just an approximation that they would use in keeping with their standard of precision. Also, sometimes what looks like a command may be something different. Jesus points out that Moses allowed the writing of a divorce certificate because the Israelites' hearts were hard, but that's not really what God wanted. And so you have to look at some texts, particularly in the Old Testament, and recognize this isn't really what God wants, but he's allowing this because the Israelites' hearts were hard. So don't think this is a positive, God actually wills this. He's tolerating it, but he may not approve of it, and Jesus may give us the other side of that story later. But once you've done all that needs to be done to identify what the author is actually asserting, that's also asserted by the Holy Spirit, and therefore it's going to be true. The other, now I mentioned Dave Verbum as a resource. The other resource I would recommend is a document that came out from the Pontifical Biblical Commission a few years ago, and it's called The Inspiration and Truth of Scripture. It grew out of the Synod on the Word of God under Pope Benedict, and it came out a few years ago. It's available in English translation as a booklet or short book. So the name of that document, once again, is On the Inspiration and Truth of Sacred Scripture, and it's available on Amazon.com. It's by the Pontifical Biblical Commission.
Thank you so much for that call, Kevin. I can tell that inerrancy is a topic that people are very interested in, because our calls to the donor line absolutely died. Well, Jimmy was answering that question, which suggests to me people just wanted to hear the answer to that one. And it is that's a great question, and one that a lot of us Catholics, we struggle with exactly what we mean by that and what we believe about that. So I want to give out that number again, and I want to let you you know it's urgent. We got that additional $5,000 gift this hour, a matching gift, and that means that we're thousands of dollars away even as we go into the very final minutes of our pledge drive here from making our match this hour. So let's fill up those lines. Only one person on the line now. That means more than a dozen lines available to you. You'll talk directly with folks here in the building, 888-291-8000, and your money's going to be matched dollar for dollar because we've got thousands of dollars left on the line, 888-291-8000. Maybe there's a few folks who can make those really big gifts of 1,000. Maybe, someone today came in with a $2,500, Mary from Texas earlier, a $2,500 gift. I know that's a lot of money, but I also know there are people who have that kind of money and can help us use up this match. But let me suggest once again, or ask you once again, if you are not, if you're not in the $5,000 club, and most of us aren't, maybe you could make a recurring monthly gift. Those mean so much to us, and all of the money is going to be matched. If you can make a recurring gift right now of $18 a month or more, and the lines are not filling up, we need you to dial right now, 888-291-8000.
In fact, the lines are entirely open right now.
8,000, that's right. Every line open, 888-291-8000. Perfect time to call and make that recurring gift. We want to send you the book, Consecration to St. Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father, from Father Donald Calloway. We want to send you the book, From the Depths of Our Hearts, by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI and Cardinal Sarah. We're able to do that if you are able to make that $18 a month recurring pledge, 888-291-8000. Every dollar of that pledge will be matched because, as I said, thousands of dollars on the line. There's one call. We're going to need about 15 more right now, 888-291-8000.
We have over $6,000 still to raise, about $6,500.
That's
in
a
the
lot
next
of money.
20 minutes,
and we're not even on the air here for that full 20 minutes. So, tell you what, maybe you're one of those people who can. You can make a large recurring monthly gift. You won't feel it too much if you can do $45, $50. If you're able to do something in the $45, $50 range or more per month, we'll send you those two books, From the Depths of Our Heart by Pope Emeritus Benedict and Cardinal Sarah. We'll send you Consecration to St. Joseph, but we'll also send you the 5-DVD set, part of the Lectio series at Augustine Institute on Salvation, New Life in Christ, from Michael Barber, 888-291-8000. Help us make a strong push here at the end, 888-291-8000.
And if you're a choir member in Salem, Oregon, I have a message here. The Mary from Queen of Peace Adult Choir in Salem, Oregon, is challenging other choir members to help meet the match. So if you're in the Queen of Peace Adult Choir in Salem, Oregon, or if you're anywhere else, please take the challenge, take up the challenge. Call us at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
About half the lines full now, and we, as Jimmy said, thousands of dollars online. Did you say more than $6,000?
$6,500.
$6,500, and 10 minutes from now, we'll be saying goodbye to you. So if you could help us fill up those lines, make that pledge. I'll tell you what, if it's a $1 pledge, it's going to be $2 to us. If it's a $10 pledge, it's going to be $20. Maybe you're one of those people who can do 100, 1,000, maybe even more than 1,000. There's plenty of money in the match right now to use up. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Let me tell you, you probably know this. We have mentioned it before. In case you don't know it, we are not supported by thousands and thousands of people per station. If you take it on a per station basis, it's about 14 people per station. So help us get that up to 15 at your station.
Look at it another way. In this drive so far, 553 people have donated.
Yeah.
And we're on about 300 stations.
Almost 400.
Between 300 and 400. And so that's like 1.2 people per station have called in and donated this drive.
Right. And one of those people we know is our friend Jonathan in Abuja, Nigeria, who gave.
We
got international folks giving. So we're talking about, it's almost 400 stations. That's here in the U.S. There are, services all around the world, from Catholic Radio across Australia, Cradio there, which you should be listening to if you're in Australia, or, we got folks, as I mentioned, we got regular folks who contact us from Shanghai and Singapore and Hong Kong and people in Africa, people in Europe. We got some folks in Rome. Listen, we got a friend of ours calls from Sweden every now and then with a question for her three sons who she's raising as a single mom in Sweden. So look, it's around the world. And out of that, 553 people have given so far. I'll tell you what, we could double that right now. We could make it a 1,100 people right now. I know there are that many people listening. So your dollar matters. Your $5 matters. Your $10, $15 matters. If you can do it as a recurring gift every month, it makes a huge difference to us. 888-291-8000. If you can't get through on the line or if you're an international donor, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You'll be done. Really, you can get it done in 60 seconds, 90 seconds, and it's taken care of. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy, you always talk about there's a Bible basis to this giving stuff.
Yeah, well, one passage that we haven't mentioned yet today is in 2 Corinthians, where Paul is taking up a collection to help the church in Jerusalem, and he points out that God loves a cheerful giver. So if you're giving, and you're giving willingly, and you're giving to support God's work, God loves that. And you know what happens when God loves something? Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff happens when God loves something.
Yeah.
And so if you want good stuff to happen, please help support the work of Catholic Answers. In other passages, Paul says other things. In Galatians 6, Paul is talking about supporting the one who teaches God's word. So the context is about giving. And he says, whoever sows to the flesh, meaning spending your money on your pleasures,
yeah,
will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit, in other words, giving to support God's word, will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And so you will get eternal rewards in heaven for supporting the teaching of God's word, such as here on Catholic Answers Live. He also says in Romans 2, he says that the one who by perseverance in working good seeks for glory, honor, and immortality will receive those things. So you will receive eternal rewards for helping people continue to teach God's word, because it benefits not only your soul, it benefits the souls of countless other people around the world. That's one of the miracles of modern technology, is evangelists like here on Catholic Answers Live don't have to be physically present in order to help save souls. They can do so remotely in a way that's never been possible before in human history. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We've got the match down under $6,000 now, just calculated by our own Nick Chamberlain. We're at we have $5,682 in match money left this hour, and we're just with you for a few more minutes. We only come to you to do this every 3 months. We're very grateful to the stations who allow us to do this and make sure that our bills are paid. We do always encourage you to support your local Catholic radio station and EWTN. But now is the time to support this show at 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Jimmy, just tell me the number to go to.
Why don't we take line four?
Let's go to line four. Your question for Jimmy Akin. Oh, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, great. I am. Hi. This is Don. Kind of a twofold question. First of all, I'm a Catholic convert.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't a question of objection. It's just a question of needing some clarification.
That's okay. What's the question?
So my question is I've always understood, or recently understood, I guess I should say, that a Catholic priest will not marry a couple if there's an unwillingness to consummate the marriage. I don't know if I'm stating that correctly or not, but so my question relating to that is, how was the Virgin Mary's marriage to Joseph valid if the marriage was never going to be consummated?
Okay. It's not true that a Catholic priest will not marry a couple if they do not intend to consummate. Now, there may be some priest somewhere who will refuse if he knows that, but frankly, it's none of the priest's business. And they're not supposed to refuse on that ground, because there are historically what have been called Josephite marriages. As part of marriage, you give the other person the right to have marital relations with you, but you're not obliged to have marital relations if the other party doesn't want to. So it's possible for two people to get married and say, I'm marrying you, I'm giving you this right, even though you both have no intention of using that right. The key thing is you really have given them the right. So if they say, and if they change their mind later and say, no, I want to have marital relations, well, then you need to fulfill that because you gave them the right. But it is possible for people, it's not common, but it is possible for people in various situations to say, we want to get married, we want to have this partnership of the whole of life, even though we're not intending to have marital relations at this point. And that's what's called a ratified marriage, but not a consummated marriage. And it will be valid consequently, and that's the kind of marriage that Mary and Joseph had. Depending on some of the scenarios around their marriage, what everybody agrees with is that their marriage was valid. And even if they had no intention, and I'm of this opinion personally, they had no intention of having marital relations, that would not stop the marriage from being invalid, from being valid.
Thank you for that call. We are now in the last 3 minutes that we get to come to you and ask you to support Catholic Answers Live. If you're near a computer and you're willing to make your pledge there, we've still got several thousand dollars. Nick is calculating it right. Nick just gave me a number of $3,384 still to use in the match in the next couple minutes. The reason I say if you're near a computer is the lines are pretty full. I see one line open. The lines are opening up. You can call 888-291-8000, but you can also just do it on your phone, take you a couple minutes. You can do it on your laptop or whatever computer you're using at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, I would ask in these closing minutes, if you are a person who can make a recurring monthly pledge, especially if you can maybe do $18 a month or more, we'd love to send you the books Consecration to St. Joseph and From the Depths of Our Hearts from Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. And you'll move us a long way towards using up that last $3,000 or so that we have left in the match this hour. But also, Jimmy, I'll hand it right to you, but also it's under $50,000 now that we're going to need to raise total in all of our campaign here. You can help us start to eliminate some of that less than $50,000 that we still got to raise there. 888-291-8000.
And this is a perfect time to call because we're at the bottom of the show and we're going to have people standing by their phones for as long as they keep ringing. So even if we go off the air, you can still call. We have lines available. The number to call is 888-291-8000. And you can also, as Cy said, give no matter where you are in the world, no matter when you're listening to this, at Catholic Answers Radio. com. And if you're able to give by Sunday night, you'll be included with the thank you gifts that we have available for you. That's the Consecration to St. Joseph book, the book with the very dramatic title, From the Depths of Our Heart, by former Pope Benedict and Cardinal Robert Serra. And then also, if you're able to give $45 a month or a one-time of $500, we'll also include the multi-DVD set on salvation by Dr. Michael Barber, as well as the extensive study guide that goes along with that. If you're able to donate $1,000 or more, then we'll be very pleased to enroll you in the Catholic Answers President's Club. You can do that either as a one-time gift or over the course of a year. If you're able to donate $5,000, either one time or over the course of a year, then you'll be enrolled in the Catholic Answers Founder Circle. And Chris was just on a few minutes ago talking about the upcoming event we have specifically for members of our Founder Circle. And whether you're a member of the Founder Circle or the President's Club, which is the $1,000 giving level, you'll get everything that Catholic Answers publishes in the course of a year, whether it's a magazine, a book, DVD, CD, whatever it may be, you'll be entitled to receive that free of charge with your gift of $1,000 or more, either one time or over the course of the year.
The total that we need to raise now is in our last minute here, I'll just let you know, between now and Sunday, the total that we need to raise is now $43,000. So that's actually very good news. It was much higher when we started this day. We have not used up the match yet. So if you still can call 888-291-8000, we're inching our way towards meeting that match. I'll make this one last appeal. If you are a person of particular means who could make that $1,000 $2,000, $5,000 gift. You'd really help us eat into that $43,000 we have to raise between now and Sunday. 888-291-8000. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to so many people who have responded to the recurring gifts call. I can see right now, as the music is about to start to play, four or five lines open. 888-291-8000. We'll still be here for another 15 minutes or so answering those phones, and then the phones go off, and you have to use the CatholicAnswersRadio.com to make your pledge. 888-291-8000, the number, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's very inspiring to see folks calling up and helping three lines open now. 888-291-8000. Jimmy Akin, thank you very much for two really exciting hours.
Thank you, Si. Weird questions tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Weird questions with Jimmy Akin tomorrow and Dr. Ray Guarendi here as well the hour before that. We'll see you then, God willing, on Catholic Answers Live. And don't stop dialing. 888-291-8000. Three lines open. 888-291-8000.